When you understand, actually it's very simple. Well, everything is within your nature. You cannot perceive it, you cannot realize it, the awareness nature within it, because you think a lot. Your thought, your heedless thinking, your habitual verbalization, your habitual, what they call, internal dialogue. All this is the source of your heedlessness. Because as a human being, your senses operate so fast, and you are hardly ever, not to say ever mindful, hardly mindful. You cannot stop all this thinking. It has become so rampant, so habitual, and you become so heedless. So what are you going to do? Ask yourself. So all this instruction or teaching that we give is to help you decondition the heedless thinking so that you become heedful. And the key thing is, don't think. Understand or not? Don't try to know. How to know? Perception, aggregate, is from the thought. Just aware. Aware means before the knowing. Always remember that. Just like aware, finish. Aware, finish. Relax, maintain awareness. Whatever happened, aware. Don't follow. Understand? And very fast, your mind will settle down. You must have that understanding, that faith, and trust, and do. The problem with this awareness-based meditation is nobody teach like that. Understand? No? It's so new to people. And people dare to have doubt. Yes, they want to try, they don't have the faith, then what happened? They use their thought. Understand? So when you use your thought to interpret my word, you cannot understand. You have to understand, like what we explained. This pure awareness nature is not a being, it's not an entity. It's not like the mundane mind can perceive, can feel, can create sankhara activity, mind state, emotion, and become conscious. This entity is a nature. You know what is a nature or not? Like your karmic nature. It's a nature, part of nature's law. And this one is the first thing to come out from here. And to have this, you must have a form and mind to come. Otherwise, you cannot access it. That's the reason why it's so difficult. Because what happens is, when you are young, newborn, you have this. But you don't have the brain that understands what is going on. Understand? You have direct seeing. But there is no brain to process that direct seeing. Understand? To observe, to learn, to understand the world. So because of that, when you already develop the sophisticated mundane thinking, the habitual reaction, stirring, everything, from here to realize this pure awareness nature is actually not easy if you don't have the understanding. Where your only instrument is thought, thinking, understand? And from there, you want to understand everything. You want to do everything. Like you say, teach me how to meditate. You expect what? A series of instructions to do things. And who do? The thought do. The problem with this is, when the thought is active, you are out. Understand? You cannot be inside. It's only when this one sees, then this one manifests. The reality is, this fellow has been there all the time. Understand? Well, you think a lot. Your habitual stirring everything is like cloud. Cloud you, obscure you. Until you hardly come into contact with this. And this is the most important aspect of life. Understand? You cannot be here, you cannot be aware, you cannot be heedful. You are as if dead. So you want to be here means what? Heedless means who live your life? You are not in charge. And thought is subject to karma when you don't have wisdom. So karmic law operate. That's why every time you come, the karmic debt pile up. Understand? Of course, sometimes you go through the karmic friction, then you pay back. But karma are very funny, you know. As long as you don't learn, it continues to haunt you. And as long as you understand, it reverses itself very fast. So that is where I realize the problem with most human beings is. So what I want you to understand is all this awareness-based instruction is given very clear, especially in the last three books. That's what I want to go through. Read slowly, understand, work on this. The moment you get this, you progress very fast, I can tell you. So don't waste your time doing thought-based meditation, doing all the noting and whatever that has been taught. Forget about it. Without realizing this, you don't have sati, and you cannot have the direct seeing. Okay? So hopefully, this is the first year I share this book. Well, last time, after I spoke, my nature know hardly anybody understand. But my intent that time was, the website was there. In times to come, the world will understand. People will understand. Yeah. And now already, 5 years. Only Kayamita start to understand. You don't believe me? You try to go and find out anybody talk about this or not.